Our Sunday meditation for End Times 3, Saints Triumphant Sunday, comes from Matthew chapter 25. We begin with prayer. Almighty God and Savior, you have set the final day and hour when we shall be delivered from this world of sin and death. Keep us ever watchful for the coming of your Son, that we may sit with him and all your holy ones at the marriage feast in heaven, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gospel lesson from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. The parable of the wise and the foolish virgins. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish ones took their lamps, they did not take any oil with them, but the wise took oil in their containers with their lamps. When the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, "No, there may not be enough for us and for you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were away buying oil, the bridegroom came. Those who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other virgins also came and said, "Lord, Lord, let us in." But he answered, "Amen, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." This is the word of our God. What a terrifying statement. I do not know you. God grant that we never be in that position. And that is exactly why Jesus tells this parable, because he doesn't want anyone to miss out. He wants us to be prepared and ready and waiting, like the 5 wise young ladies who had brought along extra oil. As far as what in the world is going on, well, we'll talk about it a little bit in our sermon today. That audio will be available in this next week's podcast. But the quick answer is that they are waiting for the groom to come and bring his wife to the wedding reception. And they're waiting, and they're waiting, and they're waiting. The parable makes it clear that we disciples who have been brought into the family of God, in the end of time, the marriage feast of the Lamb is just around the corner. We don't know when, but it's soon. We dare not just sit back and luxuriate or relax in our hope. Rather, we live in responsible readiness. We live and hope as a member of God's church, but the church cannot hope for you or be ready for you. The parable for us today really highlights the individual nature of this group waiting. Visibly, 10 are waiting. Invisibly, 5 are ready. Here we have a wonderful, straightforward teaching of the Christian church, that it is not just the outward gathering of believers and those whose names are on the membership rolls, but the Holy Christian Church, or the communion of saints, as the Apostles' Creed puts it, is the invisible gathering of believers, of the saints. The inward faith that God has created, where the kingdom of God is within you. 5 were ready because they were waiting in faith. 5 were not, because even though they were there, their faith was not. And so even as we wait together, we wait also individually, each of us individually prepared and ready, waiting for the return of our Lord. Each one of us moving toward the end, each day a step closer to the return of Christ, moving toward the end in personal responsibility and individual vigilance. The only other option is forfeiting the eternity of joy with our Lord. But look at what he says. To those who are waiting, expecting, and ready, the bridegroom returns. He takes them with him into the eternal wedding feast. That's you. You've been bought. You've been given new life with Christ. You've been brought together with other believers who confess the truth. Your Lord is coming. He said it. And he will come to bring you home to heaven to him. He will come to bring you to that eternal feast which has no end. And he will say, come, enjoy your master's happiness. Let the party begin. God bless your day.